Welcome to Access Cleveland, keeping you in the know on what's happening in your community. And she's no stranger to this community. She is a Cleveland native, Dr. Deborah Plummer. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You Kent State graduate, you. Hey, I'm just happy that Kent State is on the map. Dr. Plummer hanging out with us. Welcome to the show. Now, for those that aren't aware, of course, you are a psychologist, a lot of publications. You are a well-known author, and you got a new book out. You got to tell us a little bit more about that.
It is called They Still Call Me Sister, and that has a play on a couple of things. It's about two sisters, Kathy and Tina, and they end up being amateur sleuths. Actually, a suicide of one of Kathy's clients or patients, who she's a psychologist, and her patient Chanel has committed suicide, and she doesn't believe it's a murder. Mm. And so takes place in Cleveland and in Atlanta. And so Cleveland is almost a personality in the book as well. And so between the two of them, they try to figure out exactly who was responsible for this. This murder, and it, while doing so, they get kind of tied up in politics and sexual addiction and a political scandal, and it all unravels.
Now, you as a psychologist, does this kind of help with, you know, the dialogue of writing a book, especially this one? You know, just hearing the storyline, not to put anybody's business out there, but, you know, for you to get, you know what I mean? Because I'm listening to all this, and I'm like...
It sure does. In fact, you know, that's, I laugh when you say, you know, putting your business out there, because how I even got started on this, because I wrote a book that was nonfiction about people's friendship patterns. And I did put in a little bit about, you know, my own history, because I was also a former nun. And when I was on the book tour for that, people were most interested in the fact of me being a former nun. Mm. And so they encouraged me to write a memoir. And I said, I don't really want to do that because I don't want to put my business out there.
Right.
You know, because everybody then will know.
Right.
But I thought I could play around with it and do it in a way as fiction.
Right.
And so I started writing it. So there is autobiographical pieces in there, but it still is fiction. The truth is in the fiction, though. There's some, you know, there's some pieces that are clearly made up and others that are born out of truth. It doesn't. So, you know, I had fun writing it, and, you know, people who know me and have read it, they'll say, well, that wasn't true or that part was true. So.
Right.
Right. There's bits and pieces in there.
Of course, keep in mind, Dr. Plummer has a whole list of other publications that you can pick up, and we'll post this on our website as well, Racing Across the Lines, Changing Race Relations Through Friendship, and also the Handbook of Diversity Management. I think I need that one right there. Definitely. Dr. Deborah Plummer, Cleveland native, make sure you support it. Pick up the book. They Still Call Me Sister. You can pick it up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com. Dr. Plummer, how can we reach you social media-wise, Facebook, Twitter, website? Give us all that information.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, and as I think it's Debbie Plummer or Diversity Pro. You can also follow on Facebook. There's actually a page for Deborah Plummer Bussey, and then follow on Huffington Post, because I also do blogging for Huffington Post. And then all of this actually you can find on my website, which is dlplummer.com. So DL and then Plummer, PLUMMER.com.
Thank you, Dr. Plummer. It's never too early to think about your child's education. And if you have kids that are between the ages of 3 to 5, Head Start is the way to go. And they're creating a new program that benefits your child in a major way. We've got details coming up you do not want to miss. More with Access Cleveland. It's 93.1 WZAK.